The queen and Laertes followed. Behind them was the entire court. Hamlet searched for Ophelia, but couldn't find her anywhere. Hamlet looked at Horatio. His friend nodded sadly. That's when Hamlet realized that it was her funeral. Suddenly, Laertes leaped into the grave after the coffin. He was weeping, half crazy with grief. "Who cries out in such grief?" Hamlet cried, jumping in after Laertes. "No one feels this sorrow more than I." The two began to fight while the mourners looked on in horror. "Hamlet!" screamed Gertrude. "Stop this!" Claudius yelled. "Guards, pull them apart!" "I loved her more than 40,000 brothers could," said Hamlet as he let Horatio lead him away. "Be patient," Claudius whispered to Laertes. "You will get your turn."
Man, that was a really crazy scene. Two guys inside a grave, each trying to punch the other out to prove he loved the dead woman the most. That's not really the way to behave at a funeral, is it? But it was pretty convenient for Claudius that it happened. Now Laertes will be even more determined to kill Hamlet with the poisoned sword. One other thing. Do you remember Horatio? He's that friend who told Hamlet about the ghost way back at the beginning of the book. Seems like he might be Hamlet's only true friend in the world. Okay, the last chapter's coming up. Time for Hamlet's not-so-friendly sword fight with Laertes. Will Laertes kill Hamlet like Claudius has planned? Or will Hamlet live to kill Claudius? Let's start reading on page 46.